This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Worried about Spanish banks and China's apparent reluctance to stimulate its economy, many investors today ran scared from the world economy and into the perceived safety of U.S. government bonds. 10-year T-notes were in such demand the yield fell to a 60-year low. It's bubbling at around 1.63% right now. But even so, some companies are buying heavily into the world economy. For instance, FedEx said today it's buying the big shipper in Brazil. The Memphis-based company will pay $6.8 billion for Rapidão Cometa Logística e Transportes. David Ross covers shipping for Stifel Nicolaus. Good morning, Mr. Ross.
Morning.
Why do you think FedEx is choosing to do this acquisition right now?
You know, part of FedEx's international expansion strategy, where they are continuing to add on little nice bolt-on deals to expand their global footprint. UPS decided to go with the big acquisition, recently announcing the merger with TNT that's going to probably be finalized sometime in the third quarter. But FedEx is choosing instead to go piece by piece and do smaller deals that we think are less risky.
What do you make of the theory that shipping companies are a decent barometer about the global economy? Because we are in the midst of a lot of economic uncertainty around the world.
Yes. And, companies like FedEx that move packages all around the world every day are certainly very good indicators of economic activity. And, even though the global economy is somewhat soft right now, we still think it is a long-term growth story. And FedEx has taken this opportunity to expand their global footprint so that when volumes do recover, they can be there and handle those volumes.
And with this acquisition, they're going to be able to get packages to and from Brazil pretty effectively, I would assume.
Well, they already do. This is actually a partner of theirs they've been working with for 11 years in Brazil. So when customers have a shipment, for example, New York to Sao Paulo, FedEx would pick that up in New York, route it through one of their hubs, fly it down to Sao Paulo, and then hand it off to the Brazilian company, for ultimate delivery. Now that's just going to be a FedEx, employee on either end. So it's going to give FedEx more control of the overall process, which should lead to higher service levels and more quality control.
David G. Ross covers shipping for Stifel Nicolaus. Thank you very much.
Excellent.